أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم أنعم علينا بمرضاتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الشاهدين، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المتوكلين، واجعلنا من الموقنين، واجعلنا من جندك المنصورين، وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين، وأعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا، وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بحقك كلمة الحق والدين، وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، وأتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Today I have three major issues I want to share it with you. And you have to know, all of us, Abdullah or Abdul Shaitan, the slave of Allah or the slave of Shaitan. If you belong to Allah, meaning you obey Allah wa Rasuluh, you are Abdullah. If you obey your nafs and your desire, you are Abdul Shaitan. And the whole journey of Islam is to diminish the ego and the arrogance of a human being. Iman is the opposite of ego and arrogance. Iman is completely humble and humility and quality. If you ask me to summarize journey or my journey in India, what happened? After I struggled in the first weeks with different issue and different topic, I have to go back to Makki Quran. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a few weeks, I share with them at least 40-50% of Makki Quran, step by step according to revelation. And I'm going to summarize it for you in a few words. 2/3 of the Quran is Makki. Almost 85 chapter from Quran is Makki. No regulation. And when you look to the Makki Quran, it's revealed in a very, very odd time. What it mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give da'wah, and he gives a message, the disbeliever and non-believer is fighting him, give him hard time and his companion. The companion, little by little, whoever embraced Islam, lost their family, money, oasis, well of water, camel, horses, you name it. What it meaning? Nothing. By this way, I want you to understand, when you read Makki Quran, it's tough. It's very tough. I can summarize it. Introduction to Allah. Introduction, who is Allah? Who is the controller? Who is the provider? Who is the guardian? Who is have everything? After Allah introduction to him, and His glory and praise Him. Now He introduced you to yourself and who you are, where you created from, what is your roots, where you're going, and there's only two ending, either Jannah or Jahannam. And after that, which is today also my message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all this introduction, He share with you the introduction with Messenger and Prophet stories, which related to all the people before you, and He emphasized one message all the time. Go walk in earth and see what we done with them. Go walk in earth and see what we done to the people before you. They have more powerful than you. They have more decorated the earth more than you. They have more than you. And look what I done with them. What it meaning? Finish them. And you lived in the houses of other. The one, they were zalim. And you see what I done with them. And Allah keep emphasizing that. And after that, you find the ending, which actually is the beginning. The ending of the Quran, in the Quran, is actually the beginning of revelation. Which verses will be very short, very precise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about only one topic. Today, tomorrow, Day of Judgment, Jannah, Jahannam. That's it. And you are one of these people. Today you are alive, tomorrow you're dead. Following is Jannah or Jahannam. Very simple and very precise. And warning. And He give you scenario and picture of people in Jahannam, scenario and picture of people in Jannah. And something else very important. You find in almost after one third of the Quran revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ending the verses with a sentence. This sentence has been repeated over and over again. What this sentence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the meaning of, because this is almost like 50 to 80 verses like that, with one message. If you walk in earth, you find the majority of people do not believe in me. The majority of people do not thanking me. The majority of people in heedlessness. The majority of people is zalim. The majority of people is not content. The majority of people believe in me with association with me. The majority of people has doubt on me. Over and over again, you find the same ending of the chapter. And all of them, the ending of all of them in the verses of Quran. Now all these verses have one thing in common. Allah talked to the believer and warning and become a sign to again is the disbeliever. This is supposed to be a message to the believer and warning to the disbeliever. But when you read it, today we live in that. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى, did you not see the one? He has his desire, his own ilah, his own Lord, meaning everything you do according to emotion, according to your desire, is no governor. But Allah is the governor. Allah is the Rabb. But this way, any situation happen, if I'm a mu'min or I'm a Muslim, what to do? I ask myself, what Allah want me to do? Not what I want to do. What Allah want me to do? And I should follow what Allah want me to do. But Allah said it. The majority of people will not do that. And He give us also the major example. The example of what? The example of people who go in the sea. And these people who go to the sea, what do you do? They start seeing the death and they believe they're going to die. And once that happened, wonder what happened. They said, we believe in you, Allah, only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the people in a time of zero life, when they are really believes he's going to be finished. They believe 100% of Allah. And once they leave the earth, once they leave the sea, and they go to the earth, Allah said, and he repeated over and over again, they will have a shirk with Allah. They believe with association with Allah. They do zulm. They forget what happened. By this way you can see, the message was tough. And I explain it to people. These people, this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have nothing. Why Allah's message was tough? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared them for something very powerful. What is that? Because very soon, they have to immigrate. Very soon, they have to lose 100% of what they own. Which is not easy. A lot of us, until now, we do not get it. These people do not lose only a wife or a husband or a family or a son or a daughter. No. Their own well of water. Meaning their own sustainer, their own life. Because how many oases in the desert? How many well of water in the desert? How many trees, dead tree in the desert? How many camel? Imagine when you lose everything you have and all of a sudden you are zero. And the people of Quraysh and other destroy your caravan of business. But now you have nothing. And in the meantime, Allah tell you, leave dunya. Dunya what? Because I want you to understand. Today we think we are our situation is tough. No. You don't see nothing. Because situation of the companion compared to us, we are in heaven. We have no odds. We have no odds. And this is why when people, when the companion immigrate to Abyssinia and immigrate later on to Medina, and after that the major immigration happened, wonder what happened now. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to unite and you want show the people of Medina they have to pay the price. The people of Mecca pay the price, you have to pay the price. What price of that in Medina? These people sacrifice everything for Sabilillah, now you have to sacrifice. The topic was not knowledge. Today we are stuck. We think knowledge. But what knowledge asks us to do? The knowledge all over asks us to sacrifice, to give. You see? And I will summarize something for you, very powerful. Is when you look to the people who oppress or are zalim or disbelieve and come back to guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make a constitution. This constitution is 3 or 4 or 5. 3, 4 or 5. And the sequence is the same over and over again in Mecca Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will give maghfirah. I will give forgiveness. I will give my rahmah to those. Number one, illa man taba. Those who do tawbah. What is tawbah? Stop it. Stop doing what you're doing. This is the number one. And you promise Allah you will not go back again. By the way, if you make tawbah of your own sins, this is the first stage. After the stage of tawbah, wa amana and believe. Look at this. Tawbah first, believe second. Wa amila salihan and do good deed. Thumma ihtada. And after that will be guided. Look at the sequence. Today we want to do the opposite. It doesn't work. Or, I tell people in India, okay, today a lot of the Muslim ummah in zulm. Father against the kids against parents. We against society. You name it, we doing it. You see? We do a lot of zulm. Now, to commit sins is one thing. And to be a zalim is different things. Why? Because to be a zalim is a continuation. But we are accumulating sins daily. But if you commit sins and you make tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will open for you. But the big problem is if we do zulm. And I explain to people how much zulm we do in every aspect. And this is the mainstream message of Mecca Quran. And he gave us the story of messenger prophets. And every story has a meaning for us. Nuh alayhi salam and his son is no good. Lut alayhi salam and his wife and son is no good. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah give him son and another son later on. Yusuf alayhi salam, he lost his son for almost 40 years. By whom? By his own sons. What this meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the fitna in family, 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 family. And what is the message? Come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me. And after that, he showed you is the message is not the family. The family is a fitna. Husband is a fitna. Wife is a fitna. Money is fitna. Status is fitna. Poverty is fitna. Rich is fitna. Knowledge is fitna. No knowledge is fitna. Everything is fitna except if you're doing it for Sabilillah. And if you do it for Sabilillah, it will not bother you. And now, it leads us to something. When you meet today the majority of Muslims, what do you talk about it? If you are a young girl, you won't get married. And if you marry, you do not like the husband. And the husband do not like you. And the people who have you know, business, they do not like the business and the economy is down. Everybody is blaming something. And I tell people in India, do yourself a favor. In Quran and Hadith, is no such blaming or complaining. Are you with me or no? No blaming? Eh? No eh? No blaming and no? No blaming and no? Is no any hadith or Quran said blame so and so. Is not exist. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 2-3 location, he give a scenario between him and shaitan, when shaitan in the end of time, in the day of judgment, he said, don't blame me, blame yourself. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the door. No blaming, no complaining. And many verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, whatever happened to you, bima kasabat aydik. What happened to you? From what you earned by your own hand. Meaning everything happening, it has to happen by something you commit. Good or bad. You want to know your future? Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, those who believe and thank me, I increase. But when you're thanking Allah, Allah will increase His bounty. You're not thanking Allah, you pay the price. You believe and you be content, Allah will open for you. You're not, the price is high. And keep going. The message is the same. But from different angle, from different perspective, and Allah give you a different story, from different time, and different history, and different companion, and a different messenger prophet, to show you one only thing. What is that? To emphasize the message. And he always ended up with, who is the one? Who is the one who can support you? Who is the one who can give you the guidance? Who is the one who can give you victory? And we talk about it with journey of victory within. Because believe it or not, this is the truth. If you have victory within, Allah give you victory outside. If you have defeat within, you will be defeated outside. And what happened to us, young and old, sinner or educated, we are defeated inside. Why? The nafs is high. Why? The knowledge never have tarbiyah over us. Why? We never take the knowledge as a medication. We take it as entertainment. We take it as an agi with each other. And this is why what you see in all kind of forum between students and young people. Agi, 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 agi. But where is the work? Where is the work? Where is, for example, big, huge boat going to Haiti? Okay, with a majority of big Muslim supporting and giving. Where? Where? Who's stopping us? Where is all this organization? Even if they are non-Muslim, we have a duty in earth. We're supposed to be pioneer of the rahmah of Allah in earth. And there's many ahadith about it. especially when people is negligent. They do not know any better. And now we come to the reality of the Quran Makki. The reality of the Quran Makki is very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warning us. He said, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If you do not come back to me, it will happen to you what I warn you from. What is that? What I done to the people before you. I will take them all of a sudden. And I tell people in India, I am waiting. And I saw. The torture of Allah is coming and will come to us very bad. Because we are not living as a Muslim. We're living as a bunch of kids complaining about he and she, he and she, he and she. Day and night complaining. We're supposed to be day and night thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show gratitude. Remember Him. Be busy with Him. Smiling and be content of what He offers us. You see? But you hardly see a Muslim content. You hardly see a Muslim thank Allah. You hardly see a Muslim really remember Allah. When I said remember, remember Allah, remember Allah. To the point you really think about the bounty of Allah over you. And if you do so, now you are busy. Try to elevate Allah's name in earth. And this cannot be by talk. No. If it's by talk, it will not work. It has to be by action. It has to be by action from every action. By the way, what is the knowledge of Allah? The knowledge of Allah to make you humble to Allah. The knowledge of Allah to make you obey Allah. The knowledge of Allah to make you remember Allah. The knowledge of Allah to make you believe in Allah. And when I talk, after a long time, they tell me, okay, what is the solution? And when I ask him, I find out the majority of people do not remember Allah. The majority of people do not remember Allah day and night. And now, you people, most of you are supposed to be a big shot, big educated. What is the basic notebook or basic book of hadith? The remember of Allah day and night. Azkar al-sabah wa azkar al-masa. The protection of the day, the protection of the night. Imagine if you're not protecting yourself day and night, what will happen? This minimum. This not to make you pious. This minimum like clothing. Imagine you wake up in the morning, you take your clothes off and you go to the street. How vulnerable you are. Imagine if you're not taking any vitamin or any precautions. How sick you will be. You understand me or no? By this way, what I discover, educated or not educated, what will happen? Is no protection. Now, if it's no protection, what it mean? You are a toy. You are a ball in the hand of shaitan. Not only shaitan, shayateen. Now what they will do? They will destroy your heart, destroy your mind, take your time away, take your thinking. Now what will happen? No quality. No quality to make you handle daily life. No quality to make you handle any fitna. And now what happened? Situation will increase. It will not decrease. Where's the problem? We're not doing even the basic. Basic of the basic. How many ahadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whoever believe in Allah and the day hereafter, be silent. Say goodness or be silent. By the way, this topic is over and over again, over and over again. I find over between 50 to 70 verses in Quran. It starts with the sign of Allah, Ayatullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about how many ayah, how many signs you walk and you pass through it and you do not feel it. You are in a heedlessness again. You are blind. You cannot comprehend it. And now, what happening to us, me, supposed to be as a Muslim, when I see the sign of Allah, and I do not care about it. It doesn't moving me. Which one is higher? The sign of Allah or the personal whatever? Huh? The personal whatever, it will never end. If you think today, you marry or you not marry, you have kids or not kids, is always will be a situation. You always will be in a fitna until you die, and even after death. The only thing can help you is a journey of Iman. And this journey of Iman, I tell the people, what happened? Journey of Iman, think about it like a tree. The tree need water. And is this water, do you need to water the tree once in a while? Or once if you remember? Or all the time? All the time. Huh? All the time. What happened if you forget for a week? 2 weeks? 10 days? What happened to the tree? It can dry or even can die. And I tell you before, I have many experiences when I was young. I left a tree for 3-4 days. Only 3-4 days, it was tiny. And now I try to water it, it get a water shock. And all of a sudden, it's almost like somebody throw thirsty, you try to give him water, he throw up. And he still died. Because the stomach and everything is so stuck, he cannot drink. And similar to us, what happened if we leave ourselves with our journey of Iman to the point we become rusty, too dry, too weak? You try to water it, it's too late. You see? And today, we do not also follow Allah wa Rasulu. What is that? To follow the companionship, the environment. And if you have no environment at all, have a good book. Is your environment. Look for it or generate it or be alone with Allah. By this way, today, what happened now with the earthquake in Haiti? What are we learning from it? Which one is more important? The sign of Allah, mankind talk about it, or my personal problem? Huh? Imagine Allah is watching us. Which one is higher? The sign of Allah? The one is a message. And look what Allah did. Until now, it didn't hit some big rich people. And the rich people, what will happen? They feel so arrogant most. And they feel comfortable. And Allah said it. I will make them comfortable. And I make them blind. And I make them cannot see and hear. And after that, I will give them. I will give them. I will give them until they forget the message. And when they forget the message, I will give it to them. Now, if I'm a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me this is His wa'd, this His promise, this His sunnah, this what will happen, do I believe what I see, or I believe what Allah promised? Let me give you bad news. What happened if my iman is weak? Or my iman is mixed and polluted with shirk and kufr. And I tell people, I used to have a gathering, and among the gathering, young girls. When a young girl go to the bathroom, 80% of the woman look at her. I said, are you crazy? If I look to a girl, I'm a sinner. And it's normal, a man looking to a girl, one sin. But when a woman look to a woman and give her a nice scan, up and down, down and... Why? Containing 5 major sins. When a woman look to a woman, it containing 5 major sins. Number 1, kufr. You do kufr. Why? You're not content. You check her out. You check what she has. You compare. Somebody one time told me, what about if she's pretty? Excuse me, I look at her if she's pretty. But you as a female, you should not look. Because if you look, you look for what? Because your people look for what? Look at clothing, comparing clothing, amount of gold, if she's married and not married, how she look like, if she gain weight, lost weight, what the size of her body. I can see the eyes is scanning so strongly. What it mean also? Meaning you do not believe Allah is just. Allah give her something I do not have. By this way, is inside it is a kufr and shirk. Not contentment. No thanks. And inside it is a hasad. Is envy. الجلسي. You name it, you have it. Imagine with one look, you already have the package of all shayateen action. Why? Because deep inside you're not content with who you are. Deep inside you have this sickness. And I saw it young and old doing it. It become like a part of society. To the point, in one scanning, you can exactly know what she wearing, what she not wearing, you name it. Is no scanner on earth can really matching our Muslim woman eyes. No scanner on earth can be really perfect like you. But again, if you're busy in the message, if you thank Allah, what's your problem? What she has and she doesn't have? Who give her? Or he take from her? Who give you and who take from you? Did he give yourself? No. Did she give herself? No. Her is her, you is you. And let me tell you something, sickness. The more you marry, the more you have, the more you look. When you before marry, you're looking to compare. And after marry, you look to compare. What it mean? There's no iman. And I tell them the truth. If I sit with girls and women just coming from the village, no education, no Islamic education, I understand that. That's normal. But to sit with people supposed to be with super, super knowledge, Quran and Hadith, everything, tell me, what knowledge you have? This one look, it destroys all your knowledge. You have no knowledge. All your knowledge is now against you. What the value of knowledge? What you show Allah? What it mean? Like I tell you, if I'm a man, I look to a girl, I'm a weak, I'm a sinner. Okay? I commit one sin, which is normal. But you're committing five major sins is abnormal. You see? It's abnormal. Because you're containing something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is Malik, Allah is Malik. He's the king, he's the owner of the minion. Who give her? Who give him? Who owner of the situation and qadr? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah share with us qadr? Why qadr is part of our iman? Is this girl in the front of you is not qadr? She's running in her own qadr. You're running in your own qadr. If you complain or do not like your qadr, and you look to somebody else's qadr, what's your problem? Your problem is the kufr. Kufr is the qadr of Allah. And you deny Allah two quality. Allah al-Hakam al-Adl. He's a judge, he's a just. Meaning now you do not like it. You do not like the justice of Allah. You feel like Allah did not give you what He gave, what she has. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. By this way, I can tell you, I can share with you, okay, how many shirk, how many kufr, how many you can get out of Islam in one look. What knowledge you have? What Quran you have? What hadith you have? And we have to understand, your eye is a slave, is not the king. The king is the heart. The eye is really a follower of the king. By the way, the king is not content, which is the heart. And now, your eyes follow. Because if you're content, if you're really busy with your own message, what's your problem? And this is why even the young people in internet now in the forum, what do they do? Argue with each other. And instead of arguing with each other, why you do not get together, love each other for Allah, make some foundation, take care about any part of the Islam or any part of the Muslim or any part of the poor people. Do any action. Who's stopping you? There's a lot of work to be done. Internal, external, all over. But because talk is cheap, talk doesn't cost nothing. You see? It's easy to sit down on the internet and keep fighting and argue and be a big shot. And this is why once we get together, we empty from quality. We do not have the quality. And this is why when we get married, there's a problem. Today, the divorce rate all over is unbelievable, very high. Very high. Very high. Why? Because once we get married, the reality of us show up. You cannot hide it anymore. You can make a makeup for one night. You cannot make up every day. You see? You like that, huh? Believe me, the best is the first night, don't make up at all. And you don't have to wash your face. You know? Do you understand? By this way, you see, right now, one of the major crises in the Ummah, when we see the sign of Allah, the major sign, diseases, earthquake, volcano, major tsunami, typhoon, you name it. What about us? Situation with us. You see? Is all this topic, where are we going from here now? And you see the cycle of us. We have two cycles. Either dunya cycle, and we worry about it day and night, which is the opposite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I promise you, if you go to Quran Makki, you will see. Get away from dunya. Dunya is your enemy. Your family is your enemy. Your spouse is your enemy. Your kids is your enemy. Your money is your enemy. Be careful with dunya. Leave dunya. Come to me. All over. You hardly see one verse or one chapter do not warn you about dunya. We're supposed to be the people of Akhirah. You see? Now, and another part is when we seek knowledge for prestige. We seek knowledge for prestige. We seek knowledge for argue. We seek knowledge to argue with each other. We seek knowledge to, you know, make a show. Because if this knowledge benefits you, what happened? What happened? Go back to invocation of God, Rahmatullah alayhi ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, when he said to you, knowledge has fire and has nur, light. If you respect the knowledge, Allah snatches the fire from the knowledge and give you the light, which is the ability to live it and the ability to light yourself with it and light other. And if you do not respect the knowledge, become fire. Allah snatches the light and give you the fire. What is the fire? Give you no ability to live it and make this knowledge witness against you. How many times you heard me talk about that? And I look at the majority of people, they cannot memorize. You cannot remember right. And when you remember, you said it wrong in the wrong place in the wrong time. And you remember what I always say in the past? What you do not use, you lose. Huh? You forget, you see? What you do not use, you lose. Any knowledge you do not use, you lose. And once you lose it, what's the value of it? What's the value if it is a notebook? What is the value of the book? What's the value if you said, I read it, I know it? Is no value, is actually against you, unless we live it. And what's the highest level of knowledge? To believe in Allah. What's the highest level of knowledge? To love Allah. What's the highest level of knowledge? To remember Allah. To the point, you become ulul albab. The one that you remember Allah day and night, and all the time. Hello? Are you sleeping? Huh? No. Yes or no?
No.
Now, I came today, and I have a proposal. I'm not sure which one. Do we need Makki Quran to go step by step? But Makki Quran is tough, very tough, very tough. And like I tell you, when I explain to people, actually close to 50% of the Makki Quran has been revealed in the last 2 years. from 10 to 13 or 10 and a half to 13, 50% of the Mecca Quran revealed in 2 years. Ta, 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 ta. Imagine. And if you think about it, because I try to give you a picture. This Quran Mecca coming in whom? Coming in people already under major crisis. No money. The caravan is gone. Their life has no security. They hardly have a place. A son embraced Islam without family. A daughter embraced Islam without family. A husband without a wife. Wife without a husband. Kids without parents. Parents without kids. And all of a sudden, you're losing everything. Zero dunya. And Quran revealed very tough. And I tell people, you know what Allah is doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized one thing. He wants the companion to have zero love for dunya. Out. And completely love of Allah wa Rasulu and the message. Because these people are the one who are going to carry the pillar of Islam. These are the people when they went to Medina, they went with zero. And what Allah did with the people in Medina? He told them to have mu'akha. Today, I promise you, go to any group. Any group. Tell them, can you do a little bit of mu'akha? Meaning, can you do a little bit of brotherhood? Can you love each other a little bit? But not fake love. Not hug and kiss and salamu alaykum. No, no, no. Meaning, can we support each other 100%? You see? Can we do ithar? Do you know what meaning ithar? Meaning, I love to give you what I have even if I do not have. And I tell people, honest to Allah, I believe today, any Muslim girl or a man marry with a big wedding, it costs a lot of money, is haram. And zulm. Big zulm. Zulm to yourself. Zulm to the whole Muslim ummah. Because this money can go back for sabilillah and benefit a lot of people all over the earth. What are you doing it for? Show off? Satisfy whom? To benefit whom? And imagine if this night, okay, it costs, for example, 50,000, 100,000, whatever. Okay? You take a portion of that and you open a business for the person, he or she. Or you buy a piece of land. And another big portion, you spend it for Sabilillah. And make the night you have, make it an Umrah for Sabilillah. And start your marriage with Umrah for Sabilillah. And all what you do, it will be not even 50%. Of what is spending in one stupid wedding has nothing to do with Islam. Can we do that? No. Why? You remember what Allah said? You will not find the majority of people believe in me without association with me. Because when a topic come belong to my nafs, I do shirk. By this way, what my message is? My message is our iman is not clean. Our Islam is not clean. Our heart is not clean. And I tell people, imagine now a bottle of a cup. You have milk, you have honey, you have number two, you have number one, and you mix it together. And for people who do not know what meaning number one, number two, little bit of urination, little bit of feces, whatever, and mix it with honey and milk. Can you drink it? Can you have a shake? Huh? Why? The early people said exactly like your heart. What's the value of your heart containing? Some goodness, some poison, some dirt, some diseases, some bad manner, some this, some that. The diseases and bad manner will destroy your goodness. And this is why you always find out you're bankrupt of quality. Because where is the quality coming from? From Iman. But what happens if Iman exists in the heart? With a small amount, and you have a lot of disease. Which one will take over? The disease. And now the iman and the quality will not come in a normal situation. And the nafs will take over. Shaitan will take over. The disease of your heart take over. The garbage will take over. I tell them, like a piece of land, we clean it up, but we do not do any flower or any agriculture in it. What will happen? Weed will come again. And now, what we're doing today? We keep acting like a stupid farmer, keep cleaning the weeds, but he ignores the ground. 2-3 days later, what will happen? Weed again. Or, I did it when I was young, to make it easy. You cut the weed from the top. What happened to the roots? It keep growing, it keep growing, it keep growing, to the point, once you put any good tree inside, the good roots, or the root belong to the weeds, will kill any another tree, and will make the soil very weak. Similar to our heart. What happens if we kill the bad disease from outside, and deep inside is rooted? When a situation arises, we do not follow Iman. What we follow? Our nafs and genetic, and shaitan. And before you know it, it will kill us as soon or later. But the companion of Rasulullah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleaned them out. And this is why in Mecca, you find out is very known. No hypocrite in Mecca. Mecca did not produce even zero hypocrisy, because life has nothing. You cannot be a hypocrite in Mecca. A lot of hypocrite in Medina, but not in Mecca. Mecca has zero hypocrite. Either you are a believer or disbeliever. Finished. Because situation was tough, very tough. To be a believer, either to die, or be tortured, or to run away with your life. There's no compromise. In Medina was some compromising. And this later on becomes a hypocrite. Do you know when you read some of the verses about the hypocrite? It is 100% us. Do you know what they said? They said, شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَهْلُونَا. We busy with our family and our member of the family and our business. This is a hypocrite. Today what we say? Huh? And another people they said the crops is ready. The another people they said it's too hot. The weather is no good. The another people they said, oh, the woman is so beautiful. And we are afraid of fitna. Is this what we say today? The same thing we say. But all this sentence belong to the hypocrite. The hypocrite, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah SAW, if you make istighfar for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. Because Allah knows what they have in their heart. Also, I tell to people, because I saw it, I saw something scary. Very scary. You see, shaitan has two main road, two main pillar to deceive mankind. One, temptation and desire and weakness. Temptation, desire and weakness and sin. The another one is doubt. Doubt your quality. Doubt Allah will forgive you. Doubt the mercy of Allah. Doubt Allah will open for you. Doubt. And doubt will do what? Doubt like internal termites will finish you as soon or later. You see? By the way, where are we now? Where are we from Iman? Are we in a state of at least weak but stable? Or we have a lot of sickness has to be clean? Where are we? Because you see, I cannot talk about you. You have to talk to yourself. You have to discover yourself. You have to know where you are. Where are you? Especially at this time. One day you wake up, I'm dead, or you're dead, or all of us is dead. We're not exempt. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, I'm going to send messenger. No, messenger already done. All this message of the weather and earthquake and you name it, is a message. It's done. What next? Next, either Iman, hypocrisy, or disbelief. And today, a lot of us decided to disbelieve. How? Loving dunya. And open the topic of loving dunya. But so what is the topic now we should have? What is the knowledge we should seek now? What do you think? What the knowledge is missing? We seek knowledge, We're learning knowledge for years. And some of us love to go shopping. Quran is one, the Hadith is one, the Prophet is one, the earth is one. What is missing? Tell me, what is missing? Where do we go from here? Do we need more Quran? Do we need more Hadith? Do we need more regulation? What do we need? Do we need to understand who is Allah? If you look at all the Makki Quran, the first 3-4 verses and 5 verses of every chapter, introduction to Allah. Why? Allah is His ultimate wisdom, He knows. How you worship somebody you do not know? How you do not worship? How you worship somebody and you be devoted to somebody? You have no 100% conviction of Him. Conviction of Him? Respecting Him, get to know Him, and later on from His own quality, you fear Him, you respect Him, and later on you love Him. To the point, it overwhelming you above anything. Do we have that? Huh? Do we have that? By this way, from now, where are we going from now? What we need? What knowledge do you think you need? You're listening? You're shopping? You're going all over? You know your habits? You know your goodness? You know your weakness? Where are you going? How much you clean up? How much you believe in Allah? How much when that situation coming, you really believe in Allah? How much even when you get weak, you said, Allah forgive me, and you make tawbah and you come back? Huh? Hello? Don't go to sleep. Okay? I want your answer. Because according to your answer, I won't give you the knowledge you need. I do not want just keep talking like that. I have many topics I want to share it with you, but I want to see. And why we do not use the knowledge? Why we do not refresh our knowledge? Who's volunteer? I'm waiting. You should really right away, if you have a weakness and awareness in your heart, you should know where are you and what you need. And if you not know what you need, you have to discuss it with me and we come to a conclusion what's missing. Like one brother, he came to me, very beautiful brother, and he told me, I have a question for you. I said, what is it? He said, what happened if I do not know my own diseases? What happened if I'm not aware about it? I tell him, this is a minus of companionship. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Al-mu'minu mir'ata akhi. The mu'min is the mirror of his own brother. But be careful. The hadith did not say Al-Muslim. He said Al-mu'min. Today, even if you have a mirror, how many times you really respect the mirror? How many time you take the advice of the mirror and you take it seriously? And what happens if we do not take it? What it mean? Come on, tell me quick. Dig inside. How much you clean up from genetic? How much you clean up from bad habits? What you need? When I look to Quran Makki, it was very powerful. And the Quran Makki is the same. It's no different. Introduction to Allah, warning, glad tiding, story, warning about the people before you, the disease he have, the story of Shaitan, stories. But every story has a message. Every story has a wisdom. And I tell them, every part of the Quran, you are part of it. You're not outside the Quran. Who among you know who she is inside the Quran? Where are you in Quran? Which prophet and messenger story you belong to? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate men and women in Quran. Men and women. You remember Asiya? Asiya alayhi salam, Allah do not mention her name. He said, the woman of Fir'aun. Elevation. Imagine, he said, a woman. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, you are a woman. How you feel? A man of Ala Fir'aun. A man from the people of the Fir'aun. By this way, we talk about it in Journey of Victory. You remember? Or you forget already? By this way, for Allah to call you a man or a woman is very high status. Doesn't mean you are a female, you are a woman. No. Woman is a character and a man is a character. Do you understand? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Now, honest to Allah, people. Do you want to die and Allah call you, you are a woman? Do you want to die and Allah call you, you are a man? Do you want to die and the angel make dua for you and bless you? But to do that, you have to find out what character to make me a woman. What character to make me a man? Anybody remember? What is the first character? You will not believe it. It was sidq. The truthfulness of their own niyyah. And this is why even the men of Musa and the men of Fir'aun, when they believe, in a moment of belief, they give their life already for Allah. And they said to Fir'aun, do whatever you want. It's only this dunya. We believe in Allah. What it mean? They already surrender and submit 100% their iman to Allah. Against all the odd. Today we have not even 1% of the odd they receive. And we surrender to whom? To the odds. We compromise our journey. Do you see the difference? And we start complaining. But as with the first quality of men or women in Quran is sidq, truthfulness, sincerity of what they promise Allah. What it meaning? The covenant of the belief. The covenant of the hidayah. And we talk about it in detail in many story of the Quran in Journey of Victory Within, verse of Journey of Defeat Within. Believe me, this is a big message if you can comprehend it. Because in any given time, you are in a road of victory or a road of defeat. If you belong to Allah, you are in a road of victory. But no nafs. Very humble. Anybody make mistake against you? No problem. You're ready to forgive. You're ready to let it go. Because it's one of the quality of the believer. Is the wings is lower. You remember? وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wing to the believer. And otherwise you have a problem in your belief. Huh? What knowledge are we missing? Rahila, what knowledge missing? You should have the seal is missing. You know what the seal is? When a boat has a seal, if the seal is missing, how the boat can go? The boat is grounded. Huh? Sister Aya, what is the missing? If we are a believer now, we should really pinpoint the finger in the missing and we go attack it right away. If now somebody look at your face and said, oh, you have a problem. Your face is yellow, it's blue, this, that. What will happen? You go right away to emergency and you won't find out what's wrong with your body. But what happened to our iman? Do we worry about it? Do we humble ourselves and try to correct? I need an answer, because the answer today will make me, you know, start something, you know, some piece of knowledge. We need it. How many of you, when Haiti come, they start to remember Allah and they start saying, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Every Friday, all the bird at Fajr time, before the Fajr, they say, Allah, Allah, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Do you know why? Because they know the Day of Judgment will start Friday. And all the bird looking to the sun, in case the sun show up from the west. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we have this situation and this time, what we say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa al-afiyah wal-mu'afata al-tamma fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. And you ask Allah for af. And if you ask Allah for af, what Allah want from you? Huh? To do what? To do afwa to other and show afwa to other. This why, before Ramadan, what you should do? Ask people to forgive you. Before Hajj, ask people to forgive you. Why? Because you're asking Allah to forgive you. Allah wants you to forgive first for Him to forgive you second. Do you see it or no? Hello?
Yes.
Are you up or asleep?
I'm up.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Huh? Where is the Sayyidina Rahila? Huh? What knowledge we need? Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said to Abu Dhar, Ya Abu Dhar, the sea is deep and the trip is long. Make your sail is the taqwa of Allah. And lower your weight. Lower your weight. Do you understand that or no? Meaning don't carry too much from dunya. Have little bit of weight. Don't accumulate. And the only accumulation you want, iman and yaqeen and good deed. That's it. The minimum I'm accumulating, the better for you. Huh? How many advice of Quran? Remember me, I remember you. Thanking me, I thanking you. Remember the sign of me, to I give you najah. What is najah? To save you, to guard you. What Allah said, whom will be guarded and have najah? Those who have iman and those who is bred goodness. Only two quality, I promise you. Najah only for people who do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy al munkar. Najah only for people who help to guide other. But doesn't mean you help guide other and you forget yourself. You see? Huh? Come on. What knowledge we need? What knowledge you need? Come on, I need answer. Come on, any idea? Yes.
I think the knowledge we need is what Prophet ﷺ gave to the companions in Mecca, like how to take the hadith that Jesus gave when Prophet ﷺ told Abu Dhar to have the taqwa of Allah and have low weight with less baggage of dunya, on how to get to that level so we can develop that.
Okay. You see, you said the advice of Rasulullah ﷺ in Mecca. But believe it or not, Rasulullah did not give too much advice in Mecca. Mecca was most likely advice from Allah. Because I tell people, for example, before revelation, it was seclusion. Rasulullah ﷺ used to spend some time in Ghar Hira, right, or home, seeking what? Guidance of Allah. But later on, in the first 9 years after revelation, Khadija radiallahu anha used to say, he used to go back to Ghar Hira, and it's been weeks alone. Why he go back again to Ghar Hira? For seclusion. The first journey was to seek guidance. The second journey is to seek support and guidance of support, guidance of strength, guidance of quality. You see? By this way, what I tell people in India is the same. The first stage of this journey is what? Seclusion. Seclusion. And this seclusion has to be alone. Cannot be in your room. It has to be away. It has to be in a place with nobody. You have to have seclusion even once or whatever. And if you cannot, you do seclusion inside. And you need to make immigration. And if you do not have a physical immigration, you have internal immigration. And you have to seek guidance. How you seek guidance? By expose yourself to the Quran Makki step by step. And see what is the messages. And try to develop yourself accordingly. You see? Because even if you take it as a knowledge, but you do not live it, what's the value? And I can tell you right away, by the end of the Quran Makki, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced only one thing. Jannah or Jahannam, that's it. Life or verse Jannah and Jahannam. And the companion embrace Jannah. And they hold tight. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them? Those who believe and truthfulness with sadq and sincerity hold tight to their covenant and support the Prophet and sacrifice for Sabilillah and immigrate for Sabilillah and give and take for Allah and love and hate for Allah. Those are the true believer. This is all action. If you keep listening and no action, accordingly, where are you going? You see? And always the action will be an odd. Always the action will be odd, very odd, against society, against money, against status, against look. But all this has one pillar. What is that? Sidq, truthfulness. Do you remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ الْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى? Okay, only mankind you will get what you're looking for. Check what you're looking for. Some people was very honest to me. They said, excuse me, we want Allah, but deep inside we have many dirt. What to do? If you go to the journey of Allah with dirt, either the dirt will cover the goodness or the goodness will cover the dirt, according to which one is higher. And the problem was that if the start is corrupted, what will happen? Huh? The end was corrupted. And this is why Mecca time is cleanliness. Completely cleanliness, internal and external. Allah cleaned them. He cleaned them from outside, no dunya. And after that, He introduced them to cleanliness from inside. By challenging them, what do you want? You want dunya or akhirah? When you look to Surah Taha, Surah Maryam, mid different surah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't look to what I give other from the dunya of the flower, or the flower of dunya. Don't look at it. What I start today, when you look to another woman, why are you looking? What you look to anybody, what you looking at? And Allah emphasized all the time, do tasbih, do zikr day and night. Maybe you will be content. Maybe you will come to me. What happened if we forget Allah's advice? What happened if we forget the goal? What happened if we lose the goal? The dunya become a goal. You see, what's the value of knowledge if you have no goal? What happened if the goal is not exist? Or the goal is so weak to the point your body, your mind, your heart following dunya. And the goal become like 10% an entertainment just to satisfy yourself. It will work? No. One day dunya and genetic will hit you hard. And you lose. I saw it all over. That's why if you're not clean, cleanse, support, guard, develop internal, you will never able to handle external. Today we try to handle external, but with what? Genetic and this and that, and no quality. Where does the quality come from? Allah is the owner of quality. The more you connected to Allah, the more you're connected to quality, the more Allah will give you quality. It's not a talk. It's not a talk. It's an action. And this action, I have a bad news for you, is only come with humble and humility. It will never come with arrogance. By this way, every situation come to check your humble and humility. If you humble and humility, Allah will elevate you. If you get arrogant, Allah will finish you, as soon or later. And again, humble and humility. What make me humble and humility? Because I want Jannah. I want please Allah. By this way, no topic bother me. No topic bother me. If I'm a mu'min, but if my iman is weak, I cannot do it. Now genetic take over, habit take over, shayateen take over. And I said it before, what about if we have no protection, day and night? Huh? What about if you do not do zikr to strengthen your own iman? What about if you do not value your own journey and hold tight to it? The whole thing is internal. You will never pass external unless you pass internal. And go back to journey of victory within, verse of journey of defeat within. It is within. It's not outside. Don't ever forget. Do you understand or no? You still alive? You sure? You up? Hello?
Yes.
You up?
Yes.
Everybody's up?
Yes.
You know your name?
Yes.
You have a heart?
Yes.
You have a soul?
Yes.
What do you want?
Allah.
If you want Allah, قُلْ يَا اللَّهِ. Really, قُلْ يَا اللَّهِ. He's أَكْرَمُ الْأَكْرَمِينَ وَأَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. If you mean it, He will open for you. If you mean it, He will open for you. And if you mean it, your action will be accordingly. Your thinking will be accordingly. Your heart will be accordingly. You can fall down, this normal. You can make mistakes, it's normal. You can commit sins, it's normal. But it's not normal if you do not have a goal. If your goal is distracted. Are you with me or no?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to be belong to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our soul and our heart from loving dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart and soul from the weakness and arrogance and shayateen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with humble and humility. May Allah decorate us with wisdom and nur. May Allah decorate us with basira. May Allah decorate us with hidayah. May Allah decorate us with belonging to Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us to be inviter to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to have the ability, to have sincerity, to have truthfulness. O Allah, all the quality from You, And we cannot get anything in this dunya except by you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us poor to you, Ya Allah. Make us poor to your quality, Ya Allah. And shower us, Ya Allah, with your quality, Ya Allah. And make us belonging to you, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, give us tawfiq and ability to live this message, Ya Allah. To elevate your name inside our heart, Ya Allah. And to elevate it outside, Ya Allah. And decorate ourselves, Ya Allah, with light and wisdom and basira and nur and qabool and barakah from you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, make us live according to the teaching and the sunnah of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, make us for you, Ya Allah. By you, Ya Allah, toward you, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. By the way, another message. When you look to Quran Makki, Quran Makki mixes with something. What is that? The teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu in Mecca is very simple. You know what is that? Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Be with Allah. Call Allah. Trust Allah. Rely on Allah. I promise you, go study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca. You will find it the same. All over the same, especially after all the situation in the 10 years of revelation when he lost Khadija radiallahu anha and his uncle, and he go to Ta'if and he get Isra and Mi'raj, and he come back with only one message. What is that? Be patient. Trust Allah. Be patient. Trust Allah. Be patient. Be with Allah. Be patient. Rely on Allah. I promise you, 80-90% of the verses in Quran and Makki Quran, be patient, come to me, be patient, all the effort toward me, be patient, everything in my hand, be patient, rely on me, be patient, believe in me, be... I promise you. But what happened in us, our iman is so weak, we cannot be held tight to the rope of Allah. Because patient again is not what we're doing, no, no, no. Patient with Allah, patient for Allah, patient toward Allah. Meaning, when a situation arises, ask yourself, what Allah want me to do? And you will find out patience is very difficult. You know why? Because always the opposite of what I like. For example, patient to spend. A lot of people cannot spend. Patient to give what you love. Patient to migrate toward Allah. Patient to choose whatever it is for Sabilillah. Always whatever for Sabilillah, it will be cover, is mask. Why? It always, according to everybody, is not what you like. You see? Because our price is Jannah. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the companion went to Kisra and came back, and they saw Rasulullah's condition, they cried and said, Ya Rasulullah, Kisra and Dibaj and Harir and all kind of beautiful clothing, and you are like that, he get angry and he get upset. He said, is not enough for you to Allah choose for us Akhirah and for them is dunya? But today we have a sickness in the Ummah. What is that? We want 50-50. It's almost like we said, oh Allah, we want 50-50, 50 Jahannam, 50 Jannah. We want to go to Jannah vacation and go to Jahannam later on. You know, either Jannah or Jahannam. I said to the people in India, imagine you go to the train station and you get two tickets, one to Mumbai, one to Delhi. One is north, one to south. How you can go to Delhi and Mumbai in one time? Meaning you have to cut yourself half there, half there. Because today the Ummah is really are sick. We keep saying we have to balance it, 50-50. There's no 50-50. Read Quran, read a hadith, give me one verse or one hadith said 50-50. By this way, is either north or south, Jannah or Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to go to Jannah and no 50-50. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.